The pandemic caused many governments to raise or consider raising taxes to account for deficits. That includes places like Nashville, Chicago, and California, but not in Hamburg, according to town supervisor Jim Shaw.
0.00, yes, sir. No tax increase. Taxes stay constant as to what they were in 2020.
Shaw says the town took a hard look at reducing unneeded spending and capitalizing on low interest rates to even update some of its facilities and services.
We cut back on overtime. We cut back on out-of-town travel for seminars. We put a cap on new equipment or vehicle purchases. We established a hiring freeze for part-time summer employees and full-time employees.
There's no layoffs planned, but one position would be eliminated in the police department.
We anticipate four retirements in the first few months of 2021. One of those positions will remain vacant, so we're not laying anybody off. One will be vacant. It's eliminated by attrition.
One welcome decision is the state's reversal on not sharing revenue from the Hamburg Casino and Racetrack with the town. Shaw says while it was reduced, the funds will be much-needed help to Hamburg's pocketbook.
Given the state's financial difficulties, which are profound, we're relieved that we got 80% of the funding.
Shaw says local governments can't operate like the federal government and run a deficit. It needs to work and take account for the needs of the community.
The fact of the matter is there are a lot of people in our township, not to mention other areas throughout Erie County and Western New York. There are a lot of people who are really suffering. And what we can do in this time of suffering is tighten our belts and hold the line. It's what we owe people morally. We can't be excessive spenders when everybody else is struggling.
The $47.7 million budget is a decrease from the previous year's $48.7 million. It'll go for a vote in front of the town board on November 16th. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.